Let me say hello first.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
Hello.
It's been a long time.
You well?
Yeah, I've got a lot of things to talk to you about. Come on in and sit down. Okay. Kelly Jones from Stereophonics. Wow. What a guy. What an amazing guy.
Hello.
You look very well.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. I haven't seen you for ages, man.
I know.
It's been a long time.
I saw your advert on telly last night.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Oh, I love that.
I haven't seen it yet. Does it look good?
He doesn't look like Richard Ashcroft, but he looked good.
No.
No, I didn't recognise you, actually.
Oh, no, well, God love you. In a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah, thank you very much. So, how have you been?
Very well. We were doing Jules last night, and the driver got lost on the M25. That was fun.
Is that still down in Maidstone? Or?
It is.
Oh,
it was
man.
Good. Yeah, it was really good. So, yeah, we're doing very well. Everything's good, you know.
How's the album done?
It's number one.
Give over!
Yay!
How many? So you've had what? One? Two number one albums? Is it three? How many number one albums have you had?
Six.
Six number,
six
one,
number
albums.
One albums.
Hang on a second. That needs one of these. What?
I like it.
No, it doesn't. That's rubbish, actually.
It needs more than I do.
Hang on.
Cannons, bells.
Six number one albums. There you go. Hang on. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I like it. I like C'est La Vie.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's all right, isn't it?
I like that.
Bit of punk rock. Cochran.
Do you know what's nice about Eddie Cochran?
I don't know why I said Eddie Cochran.
Doesn't sound anything like Eddie Cochran. Really? I listened to it, and the first time I heard it, I'm like, I knew exactly where it was going.
Did you?
Yeah.
To the top?
Well, to number one.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's very stereophonics-y. I like that. I think it's old school phonics.
Yeah.
That track. But the album isn't necessarily old school, but that track, I think, is.
Yeah, the track came along in the midst of, writing and recording some other stuff, and it was one of those happy accidents that we just did and recorded in about 45 minutes. But the energy was there, and it came across really well. The album's a bit more of a mixtape, really.
And the album is on your own label?
We released the album on Stylus Records, which is our own label.
Ka-ching. Oh, that's brilliant.
So... Yeah, so
much money.
And Universal. We were number two and three.
Oh,
we were number one, I think.
Oh, you were number one, yeah.
I think we were number one. Yeah.
So that's your own label?
It's our own label, yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, to get your own number one, number six on your own label. Nice, isn't it?
when was your debut album out? 97?
97. Yeah, 97. Word Gets Around, it was 97, yeah. And I think the top 10 at that point was like Be Here Now, Fat The Land, Prodigy.
Yeah.
OK Computer. It was a good week, though. Yeah.
Because you really shouldn't be around anymore. You shouldn't be having number ones anymore.
No.
Because it is changed. Everything has changed.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's generally about good looks and talents, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. How has it worked?
good looks and talent.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. You have that.
Yeah.
How's the missus?
She's very well, actually. She's probably up and about, running around the house now, ready to go to work. She's very well.
Is she still doing her cards?
She's doing her cards on the sideline, as well as everything else that she's doing.
Do you know this, Dominic?
No, what's that? The cards?
I didn't say this, right? It's not a secret, is it?
Oh, I'm sure she'd be very happy.
So Kelly's missus, Jackie,
yeah,
who's lovely... She's so like Kelly's lovely.
Yes.
Jackie is lovelier.
Really, even
Kelly.
More lovely than Kelly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's true. I'm not even making a joke.
Okay.
Kelly's one of the loveliest men I've ever met. But Jackie makes Kelly look horrible. She's that lovely.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah.
And Jackie does these lovely little illustrations, and they do birthday cards and greeting cards and stuff under the name, I believe, Jackie Doodles.
It is. She was bored in MTV meetings.
Yeah.
Making these cards, and now she's in Scribbler.
Fantastic.
And they're really cute. You should look out for them.
Yeah,
really, really, really cute.
They're quite naughty.
Are they?
Yeah, which is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everybody needs a bit of naughty.
But then Jackie's quite naughty.
Well, you know, we have to keep this private now.
Well, no, let's talk. How naughty is Jackie?
I know.
Have you noticed, since you got married,
yes.
Has she got less naughty or more naughty?
Well, Chris, the marriage didn't change anything.
It's not giving much away.
You know, it's just a band, isn't it? On your finger. Things remain...
Oh, God, don't you say that.
Things remain the same.
Don't you say it's just a band on the finger?
In the way where, you know, it doesn't turn into Coronation Street.
Right. How was the wedding? I wasn't invited, so I wasn't there.
The wedding was good. Yeah. Should have been there.
Yeah, I should have been there.
Well, I don't know where you were. I thought you were dead.
I wasn't dead.
I don't know where you've gone.
That's terrible. Noel Gallagher was in on Monday, and we were talking about you. And I went, did you go to Kelly's wedding? And he went, no. I don't know if I was invited. And I went, are you sure? Because I would imagine you've been invited.
But you can invite Noel to many things, but he doesn't often turn up anyway.
He doesn't, does he?
No.
I don't know if I was invited.
Well, look him.
Oh, no. I have friends of mine who were there.
Oh, right.
And they tell me it was a phenomenal wedding.
It was a phenomenal... the word phenomenal is a great word to say in a Welsh accent.
Yes.
You can go, phenomenal, right? So it's the nicest word you can possibly say.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Yeah, well, I was on tour, mate, to be honest. I didn't have a lot to do with it. We finished on the 17th and we were, you know, he was all going on, so...
I mean, I'm not going to let this go. So it's either you or Jackie. So you had nothing to do. So you're saying the reason I wasn't invited was Jackie.
Yeah.
And I just...
Get her on the phone. Well, don't actually get her on the phone, because she's probably on the tube.
I would do, but I don't have a number.
Yeah.
Because I've been dropped by the Jones family.
We didn't know where you were. We thought you were on the cross somewhere. It's Jesus Christ,
like,
superstar.
It's not like I went and joined the army. It's not like I disappeared.
Just disappeared off the face of the earth. I'd have thought you were in America. I thought you were... I don't know where you'd gone, mate. Where did you go? Where have you been?
You don't care.
I do care.
You don't care.
I do care. No, I'm glad you're back.
Well, God love you.
You are, you know.
Thanks.
Let's just leave it at that.
We're going to be doing a gig together. When I say together, I introduce them and then I leave and then they perform.
You're not on guitar or anything?
No. How do you fancy about doing a Smiths cover?
Well, we eat too much meat.
Oh, really? I think you can...
No, we got meat on stage. We can't do it. You wouldn't like it.
Right. Do you think that would be really sacrilegious to do a Smiths cover whilst people on stage ate meat?
Yeah,
we had a vegetarian lighting engineer once and we gaffer taped him into his bunk with Parma ham and sausages. And he couldn't get out. Yeah.
You crazy life on the road.
That was a long time ago. But no, we don't do any Smiths covers. We do a lot of other covers, but we never really did any Smiths covers. You have to ask Johnny Marr. He's doing one, surely.
Yeah.
Apparently, Johnny Marr does a killer Stereophonics cover when he performs.
Oh, there they are.
But Dave Masterman here, formerly from XFM, now Radio X, Dave here does a great version, a great impression, rather, of Morrissey. And I just thought, if you fancied doing a cover, he could be great.
I heard a little bit of that.
What did you think?
In the taxi on the way in. I thought it was very good, actually. Reverb enhanced it.
It helped.
It did enhance it. Reverb always helps, especially this hour.
What? You don't want to do it again?
No.
Would you be really embarrassed doing it in front of Kelly?
All right. I'll be all right with it.
No, in that case, I'm not going to ask you to do it.
He's not going to do it. He wants you to be embarrassed and then do it.
I wonder if you could do Morrissey singing a Stereophonics track.
I think that's a push too far.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think you've gone.
I know now. You're thinking about it in your head, aren't you?
I was trying to think which song to do, but I think...
Have a nice day.
That's what I was going to go for.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think you would do it, would you, Morrissey?
No.
You wouldn't have a nice day, would he?
He'd just sing have a day. That's what he'd do. Just leave the nice bit out.
Would you?
All right, well, look, we've got lots to talk about now that we've got the wedding thing out of the way, the awkwardness of that.
Yes.
I'd love to have got...
That was a great day.
I'd love to have danced with Paul Weller, you know.
Yeah, you've always wanted to do that.
Oh, man, could you imagine? So Weller was there. Who else was there? Ronnie Wood. Can you imagine doing Oops Upside Your Head with Paul Weller and Ronnie Wood?
Rob Brydon
got invited? Oh, please.
Rob Brydon.
Now I'm insulted. Rob Brydon?
He's a good friend of mine.
It's a Welsh tester.
Tom couldn't turn up because he was busy, so Rob came as Tom.
Oh, as Tom Jones.
On stage. We jammed together. So when we did Mama Told Me Not To Come, Rob did Tom's voice.
Oh, man.
He does a good Tom Jones, doesn't he?
He does do a good Tom Jones, and he doesn't stop doing it once he starts.
Right, okay.
I think I do a good Tom.
Well, it's not bad.
That's it. I do a better Tom singing than I do talking.
Go on, then.
Well, I'm not prepared.
Oh, right. Well, you know, go to an advert or something.
I've not even got the echo on properly.
No.
I think, it's the wrong effect. Sounds awful, that.
There you go.
I'll work on it for later.
All right. We had a beer with Tom Jones once, didn't we? And he told us all about Elvis.
Oh, my God. It was the funniest thing. I loved Tom Jones so much.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stories.
If you noticed, have you ever, you've had a drink with him, right?
Yes.
Have you noticed that he has the first pint? and he tells you a couple of great stories.
Yeah.
And on the third pint, you hear those stories again that you heard on the first pint.
Yeah.
I love that.
They get more elaborate each time.
I did a thing with Elvis once for Christmas. It was amazing. 2 pints later. You know what? I did a thing with Elvis in Christmas. Right, OK. I think I know where this is going.
Well, he's a good man, Tom.
Yeah.
He's got a book coming out, I think, don't he, with all those stories in.
Oh, well, that'd be great. Chapter 6 is the same as chapter 1.
It was free with a pint of brains.
Right, let's do some little adverts, and then we're going to do a break. That's the universal sign for break now on the show. Right. And then we'll come back and we'll play... We should play some Stereophonics.
We should.
What song would you like us to play? If we could play any phonics song, what would it be?
Well, I think it'd have to be off the number one album.
And what track would you like?
I don't mind.
I would have assumed you'd have said the new single.
Well, we could do that. What is it? Yeah, Want to Get Lost With You, let's do that one.
Did you just say, what is it?
Yeah, what is change? We're in the midst of almost changing our single. Yeah, well,
it's too late. Okay, that's what's been released.
Yeah, we'll do that one
and
then.
That's what we're going
to
play.
Yeah, it's coming to the end of that one, but it's okay. Let's go with that one.
I love that. It's okay. So there you are. It's okay.
Thank you for playing that.
You're welcome. Great, yeah. Well, maybe we won't, because if it's only okay, we might play something
better. We'll play it. I'll go with you with that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, let's have that.
More from Kelly and the Stereophonics coming up. Jones is here from Stereophonics. Keep the Village Alive is out now. It debuted and currently is at number one in the popular hit parade.
Yeah.
Congratulations, yes. Kelly. It is their sixth album to go to number one.
It is.
Love that.
Nice.
Fact. Stereophonics album was the second self-released album to top the album chart this year. You know this, right?
I don't. No, keep going. I like it.
And so there's yours,
because
it's on your own label, and another album went to number one, and that's on their own label.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I don't know. Was it Noel?
It is Noel Gallagher.
Yeah.
And what is the connection between Noel Gallagher's album and Stereophonics' album?
We both got big eyebrows.
No, that wasn't where I was going. They both went to number one, and they were both... Ignition was involved with both of them.
Yes, it was, yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Yes. I know my stuff. I research now.
No,
I didn't really on the old show. No. But on this one, I do.
Yeah. It's nice to know.
I've got loads of facts. It's on Stylus Records. That's Kelly's label.
Good name, that, as well.
Is that you and all the phonics?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so you didn't go out on your own then?
No. The boys are all there. They're all there. But you've got, it's a band, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be playing live with us. Well, they're doing the arenas and all that, and they've got some warm-ups, but they're going to be doing a lovely gig for us when we do our Radio X road trip, which is going to be in Bristol.
Bristol.
Yeah.
Bristol Academy, is it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, looking forward to that. That'd be good.
Now, what do you need me and Dominic to do? Because Dave, we know he's not going to do anything because it's Morrissey and it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But me and Dominic are available for backing vocals or drums.
Tambourines, triangles. Are you going to introduce us on?
Yes, sir.
Well, you can introduce us on. You play drums?
I can play drums.
Well, you can ask Jamie, sit with the kit. He'll can mow a little knock about.
He can have a toilet break or a fag break or something.
You can do that. Maybe you can hand Adam his guitars. You could be a roadie for the night.
Well, hang on a second. I've gone from drumming to handing someone a guitar.
You can, wipe out brow or something.
Again, it's getting lower down the list.
You could take the tops off the beer bottles.
I could do that.
It's a very important job. And you could have a little sip on the way to the stage.
Oh, stop it.
There you go. What a tease.
That's just what you want to see, is me walking towards you, like, licking a bottle of beer and then handing it to you.
You've gone too far with the licking bit, but you can bring the bottle of beer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. And tickets for that go on sale a week Friday. But we'll give you details of that later on. Meanwhile, let's play Stereophonics and I Want to Get Lost With You. From the album Keep the Village Alive, which is currently... Sorry, I keep forgetting, Kelly. It's
number one.
Number one on the album chart.
It's number one, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So your first number one album?
No, it's the sixth, but it was the nicest one.
Was it?
Yeah,
Because it was on your label?
Because it was on our label, but because I think we weren't expecting to go to number one. You know, a lot of the old records, or the other records, rather... You know, you get the midweeks and you're kind of ahead of whatever's number two sort of thing. So you think, all right, I think it's going to do it. But this one, we were actually behind. So to get it on the morning of was actually a proper surprise, so it was a bit Christmas Day-ish.
Well, did you celebrate?
Good. I walked around the block for about an hour, sat in the park thinking, just waiting for somebody to phone up and say, actually, if you got the figures wrong.
But, really?
Yeah, I did. We did celebrate, yeah, but we had to go straight to Berlin or somewhere, so... But we had a good time, yeah. We're still recovering. And we will keep on celebrating
there
until Friday.
There you are. And then maybe celebrate again.
We maybe celebrate again, yeah. Let's take it all the way to platinum now, innit?
Hey! There you go.
The Radio X Road Trip with Chris Moyles.
What are your views on Leeds United currently?
Oh, it's tough being a Leeds fan, isn't it?
I know.
It's, well... I'm more of a follower than a fan these days, to be honest with you.
It's because it's hard.
Yeah, I get the text messages of the results and the team sheet and stuff, but I haven't been up to Elland Road for quite a while. Have you?
No, not this season.
No.
But why don't we go up?
Why don't we go up, yeah.
Should we do it?
Yeah, I'd go up and watch a game, yeah. Well, I think we're actually playing on this arena tour, actually. Weirdly, this isn't a plug, but we are playing in Leeds on a Saturday.
Ooh.
In December. So that could be... Oh, a little window.
Rob DJ. I know Rob DJ will be listening. Yeah. Rob DJ, find out when the Phonics are playing Leeds and find out if Leeds are at home at Elland Road at the Theatre of Disaster on that afternoon and then we could go.
It'll change the name. Yeah.
The Theatre of Disaster. It's like the Theatre of Dreams, but the Theatre of Bad Dreams.
Well, yeah, it's a nightmare.
Here's another thing I want to talk to you about.
Mm.
It says on my notes that you wrote a screenplay.
I did write a screenplay.
Called Graffiti on a Train.
Yeah, like the graffiti. Yeah, the Graffiti on the Train record and Keep a Village Alive were all music written around the time I was writing a film screenplay, which we were getting financed last year, and it was kind of a vehicle to make the music really, so they all kind of go in hand together.
And is it made?
It's not made yet, no. But we cast it and stuff last year, and that's why I've been directing the videos, really. It's kind of my YTS scheme, so when I direct the videos, then when they say to you, what have you done, I'll say, well, I've been directing the last 7 videos.
Clever.
Yeah.
Why did... Is this something you've wanted to do? Right.
Yeah. Well, I went to film school first, and...
that?
Yeah, I did. I had my cap and gown and all that, and I was working in a market selling fruit and veg and doing the band at the same time, and then the BBC offered me a scriptwriting job in Wales, and... Richard Branson offered me a record deal the same week, so I took the record deal.
You're crazy.
And
you could be writing EastEnders today.
I know, yeah. So I've always written the music videos and picked directors, but now I've started to just try to blend the two together a bit more, yeah.
I started writing.
Have you?
Yeah.
What are you writing? Well, scripts?
Yeah, screenplays.
Have you?
Yeah.
You got anything going? Is that why you're back and forth to...
To L.A.? Yeah, that's right.
To the land of angels.
Me and Spielberg have been in heavy discussions for the last 3 years, but I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, all right. Because
it's not true. Because if it was true, I would be telling everybody.
Yeah.
But do you find it, because I find the writing process really, it's very solitary.
Yeah, it's very isolated. I mean, in our studio, there's a room at the front, you know, which is like the office bit, so I do the screenplays in the morning, and then when the boys come in later, we do the music at the back. So it's kind of like... Yeah, it's, you know, you're out there on your own kind of doing it. It's quite weird for a bit, but it's quite a nice thing to do as well.
And do they fuel each other? If you're writing a story and then writing lyrics?
Yeah, well, Graffiti on the Train was based on, it was a bunch of, I kept hearing these noises on my roof in the house and I thought it was a bunch of guys trying to break into my house, and it turns out I went out on the roof one night and caught them, and I shouted to them in a very polite way, what are you doing on my roof, sir? And they said, we're not trying to break into your house, we're trying to get to the train track behind your house to spray the train. And it just led on to this idea in my head months and months later that, you know, these kids would risk anything just to leave their mark in the world, and it ends up writing a screenplay, and then all the music kind of came from that screenplay about these boys wanting to leave a small town and travel across Europe doing this kind of rites of passage story. So that's where all the music kind of came from, so they both fed each other, really.
That's a really poignant, lovely story. But can I just go back to it a little bit?
Mm.
So you're lying in bed and you can
hear...
Thought
it was a big fox for a bit.
Hang on. So you hear noises on the roof?
Yeah, for about 4 Saturdays in a row, and I thought I kept missing what the noise was running upstairs, because I sleep on the bottom, and there's like a flat roof. So I ran up to the top part of the house and I looked out, and there was 3 guys on my roof.
And I'm so sorry to ruin a lovely poignant story. There's a shortcut to the train track, but you have to go over the roof of your house.
You don't have to go over the roof of the house, but as they go over the roof of these houses, they're spraying on people's houses as well to leave their tags.
I see. Did they spray on your house? If you parked, they did.
They did, yeah.
Was it anything nice? Is it like a Banksy?
Well, it
is. Is it more of a tag?
The end of the story is we got a platinum album out of it.
And did they do? You should have asked them to do the artwork.
I left the tag there because if you take it away, they're only going to come back and do it again. I can't see it anyway, so on the roof.
Right.
Radio X. Commercials over. Let's get back to the Chris Moyle Show.
Radio X. 8:47, Kelly Jones is here from Stereophonics. I keep slipping and saying the Stereophonics.
I thought it was the Stereophonics as well.
Did you?
I have to keep looking at the record and notice there's no the on it. I think we were before the first album and then somebody took it off. I wasn't told.
Really? So, that's good. If Kelly Jones calls Stereophonics the Stereophonics, then I don't feel bad about doing the same thing.
It doesn't matter. As long as the Stereophonics part is there, it doesn't matter.
As long as people buy the new album,
which one? Which album?
Keep the Village Alive. Right. It's out now. It's currently number one in
the
chart in the UK, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Is that album
not
available?
Bad for a band's been around like nearly 20 years.
I know. They've had six number one albums.
They have not.
Yeah.
They had five in a row, apparently.
No way!
Yeah, only Led Zeppelin, the Beatles. It wasn't many people who's done it. It's amazing.
I remember going to see you live a good few years ago, I think at the Roundhouse in London or something, and I was amazed at what your closing song was.
Which was?
Which was Dakota.
Oh, right.
And I'm like, which is a tune, don't get me wrong, but I was like, and everybody went mental.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is everyone going mental for this?
Yeah.
But is that your only number one single?
Yes.
And I never knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've had quite a lot of, like, top five singles, but that song kind of just goes crazy wherever we play, all over the world. I don't know why or what it is. I mean, it's a good song, but the connection with people, it seems to be...
They literally went
the
crazy.
The first time we played on that tour, when it first came out, it was like Zulu.
Well, really, a lot of bad Michael Caine impressions.
Yeah, a lot of bad Michael Caine impressions. Some people wearing red army suits.
My mum has texted.
Has she?
Yeah.
Oh, is she?
She's good. She says, please say hello to Kelly from Dad and me.
Hello.
She loves it.
To you and Dad.
Absolutely loves it. She really does. I'm so pleased. No offence that you're playing Bristol and not Leeds on this road trip. Because you know Mum and Dad are there. The Cortinas, I don't think Mum and Dad know much about them.
You have to send them a couple of albums.
What, of
the Cortinas?
Yeah,
to learn the words of it.
Yeah.
You can send ours as well on the way, like, but...
No, they can buy yours.
Yeah.
Actually, they'll probably just live stream it.
Oh, yeah?
They've probably got it already.
My mum loves a live stream.
She?
Yes! She's all over it. FaceTime and live streaming. You can't stop her.
She can teach me.
I've had a message, another message on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Which says the following.
Yes.
Chris, to be fair, at the wedding... Kelly had 8 guests, I had 92.
Yes, who's her? Is that Jackie?
Yeah. He had no say. Big Irish family, blah, 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 blah. So she goes, so that's my fault. I'm cooking Christmas dinner this year. Why don't you come over for that and we will make up for it?
Is that what she said?
This is what she said.
She said she's cooking.
Your wife said, oh, hang on, is her cooking good?
Well, she hasn't cooked a Christmas dinner. Well, she has, actually. Yeah, she's had a go. I'm not saying anything. Yes, okay.
Well, you know what? Weirdly, we do need to work out what we're doing for Christmas this year.
Yes.
Because last year, I went to my brother's and my brother's wife and their two kids.
Yeah.
And we're not doing that again.
No.
I'll tell you that right now.
Not happening.
It's no...
Chaos. Carnage.
It's crazy. And I don't think, equally, because I love my brother, I don't think they want us to go in there either. So the only other option is, or the better option, is to do it at mine. That's not happening either.
Right.
So...
Yeah. Where you are, you got an option.
Yours?
You got option two now,
So is there enough room, because I've not been to your place, for me, Mum, Dad, our kid, Kerry, and my two nephews?
No.
Right.
No.
Me?
Yeah, there's room for
sorted.
You.
Sorted.
There you go.
Thank goodness for that. Christmas dinner with the Joneses.
There you go, look.
I got some Yorkshire pudding, specially in for you, Chris.
That's how he talks.
That's an uncanny impression.
Yeah, it is. It's unbelievable. I mean, if you closed your eyes...
If you closed your eyes, exactly, yeah.
You'd think Chris Miles would have left.
If you closed your eyes, you'd have thought Chris Miles had left.
See, there it is again.
Yeah. See, there it is again.
See? It's a bit more gravel.
Yeah, you are. You're
a bit more gravelly.
Yeah.
I smoke more than he does. He's clean
like,
Levin.
Like Rob Ryden doing impressions of himself and Tom Jones at the same time.
Our new album, as I know, is number one in the album charts, you see. I hope everyone goes by it, because I got loads coming around for Christmas dinner. Jack is invited the world. So, if you can, buy the album. Don't live stream it, Mrs. Moyles. Buy it.
Anyone listening in Wales on digital radio, it's okay. He's been locked up for a couple of years. He's just getting excited.
It's okay.
That's exactly what it is. I'm, it's just nice to be out of the house, Keller.
It's nice to be out, don't know.
It really is. Oh, man, it's lovely to see you. Can we keep in touch?
Yes, we can.
Because we didn't, you know...
We didn't.
We used to be so close.
We did. We shared...
So close.
Shared blankets and everything, didn't we? Well, we shared pints, mainly.
One of my cool rock claims to fame, and I don't have many, is just before a Renewal big weekend, and the Stereophonics were playing, we nipped off the night before, and we had a few drinks, me and my friend Jody, who was looking after Kelly and the Phonics. And what happens at a lot of festivals, and Kelly will back me up on this, is, and this is, by the way, this is a great fact that I'm going to put into the story. You know, you often go and see a band at a festival and you get really excited and they come on and they play like an album track or something. You're like, why are they starting with this?
It's rubbish.
Because they can't sound check. The first track is often the sound check track, right?
Yeah.
So they'll often go, well, shove that one in there, right? So Jody and I sit in the pub the night before the Phonics play, the big weekend, and he goes, trying to see the set list for tomorrow. And I went, all right. Mr. Writer. They're opening with Mr. Writer. No, I can't do that. No. And he goes, well, it's the sound check track, isn't it? So they can, you know, while they're... Yeah. It's all... And you always see them. It's always the lead singer go, pointing up and pointing down and all to the engineers. And I went, they can't start with Mr. Writer. What should they start with? They should absolutely crash back in. And if it's one of the big, big hits that they know, they can play that. Change it to like Bartender and the Thief. 24 hours later, Bartender and the Thief or whatever would open the set.
I think I actually... Our tour manager was called Chris, and I think I actually texted you the set list, and you replied going, Bartender, be a better opener than Mr. Writer.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah. And I was going, I thought the tour manager's getting a bit opinionated, And then I realised I sent it to you. I think that's what it was.
Well, if you ever need my help, I'm around. You know, I can help in any way you so desire.
Yeah.
Lovely to see you. Give my love to Jackie and all the boys and all their families.
I will.
There's a lot of lovely people involved in the Stereophonics organisation.
It is.
The album is Keep the Village Alive. It is out now. It is currently the UK number one album. If you haven't got a copy, go and get a copy. Because Christmas dinner is going to be very expensive.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah, it's going to be. Right. Dave Masterman, you can choose what we play next.
Oh, the Stereophonics track.
Oh, great idea. Kelly Jones is such a lovely, lovely man.
He really is.
And there'll be haters going, oh, gushy interview. But he can't, he's just such the loveliest man. And Pippa just went, he's so lovely.
Is that how I speak?
Yeah, it is.
He's got nice eyebrows as well, isn't it?
I'm going for Christmas dinner at the Jones's house.
You got yourself an invite there, I think.
Yeah, of course I am.
Is that like a contract when you say it on air, like a verbal contract?
It is now. I don't know if it would stand up in court, but yeah. Anyway, Kelly Jones, Stereophonics. And so nice to know that even he thought they were called the Stereophonics for a while.